Thank you for the opportunity to be part of your devotion this morning. And as a not only pioneer type of the CLC, but I happen to be a board member of Board of Regents at the time when the CLC moved the campus up here to this wonderful setting here and now. So you can imagine that my heart is filled with very deep thanksgiving as I see what's developed and I see you here and the wonderful buildings, and well, even without the trees, it's still a great way to go. I'd like to ask a kind of a personal question, but one that has a valid purpose. What did you see when you got up this morning, looked in the mirror at that fuzzy, uncombed image there? What did you see? And after that, when you saw your roommate, what did you see? When you stepped out into the campus and in the classroom and so on, you saw fellow students, you saw professors, you saw one another. What did you see when you saw them? What kind of an image, in other words? Do we ever look? The sight really is glorious. You know that hymn line, "Look, you saints, the sight is glorious. See the Lord of glory now." That's reference to Jesus, of course, but the same thing can be said of an aggregation like this, this gathering of the Lord's people on a Christian campus where we can confidently regard everybody else as a child of God of sincere faith and purpose. And not only that, but what else? Peter, in his first letter, was dealing with a group of people who were facing a lot of ridicule and persecution, suffering, and he refreshed their spirits by telling them, first he reminds them that the world is full of people who stumble over the Christ upon whom we rise to glory and reject him. But then he continues in chapter 2, verse 9, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. How does that strike you? Can we see ourselves as such, people who are endowed with the title of royal priests? Royalty is easy. Priests? Well, it's true of every Christian, isn't it? For we are universal priesthood, according to the earlier part of this chapter. Together with all of the Lord's people, we have a role of priest. And bottom line, really, for us today, is the role of a priest in absolving the sprinkling of blood. We're not only royal priests endowed to wear an invisible crown, but as well a holy nation, made holy, of course, through the blood of the Lamb. Earlier in the first chapter of Peter, he describes his readers as those who are sanctifying, that whom the Lord has sanctified as the work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. A little reference there to the role of the Old Testament priest. So, not only that, but the people of God, the King James Version used to have peculiar people, which is a very literal translation. It's aside from the herd, but we are accustomed to hearing a special people of God's very own, warmly embracing us as he does. Now, these are the titles that the Lord has bestowed upon his people in Christ. That, in effect, is the way our Heavenly Father sees us. And could we not wish to see ourselves and each other the same way? You know the expression VIP? Very important people. In the airport, you get special privileges if you happen to be a VIP, special lounge and so on. And we know the world is much given to bestowing honors, Nobel Prizes. Well, any Nobel laureate would have to blush with shame were he to be compared to the honors that God has bestowed upon the humblest child of God. For all of these titles, you know, they apply not only to the collective of God's people, but to the individuals. Each one of us can see himself there in that role. Do you agree with me that it can make a great difference in our relationship with other people, what we say, what we do, if we see ourselves that way? There you are afterwards, walking up to the academic building and standing next to the person next to you, or walking next to the person with you, and you look and you say, just think, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as unusually early snow. Can you imagine conversing with someone on campus, your classmates, in such terms? Why not? You're a priest of God. Let me give an example of how I think this works. A graduate of our seminary here, now a pastor of the CLC, once came to his pastor. He was a very effective, powerful linebacker on a public high school football team. And he came to his pastor and he said, I have a problem. He said, I know I'm supposed to crunch the people on the other side of the line as hard as I can. But he said, then I look at them and I see a human being, not an opponent to hurt in any way. It's a problem. The way he saw the person on the other side of the line caused him to give up contact football and go to touch football. A little thing. But isn't it true in your own experience that the way you see others and the way you see yourself is a tremendous control thing in a good way? Perceiving others as well as ourselves, as a chosen people, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Such titles, if we see them in a real way as extensions of ourselves, I believe that we will be on the pathway to purpose. The purpose of God. Why does Peter assure his people that this is what they are in Christ? What he tells us, doesn't he? That they might show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Gracious Savior, pour out your Spirit upon us as we gather here in your name, giving thanks to you for all of the privileges we enjoy in this beautiful setting as Christian people. We thank you especially for the faithful ministry of our faculty, and especially now with Professor Zito so much in our mind. He with them executing the work given to them, student bodies that have been committed to purpose. As we join in your name praying, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. stanzas 1 and 5 of hymn number 748. Praise to the Lord the Almighty.